Right, so let's cut straight to the chase for today's deep dive. It is February 2026, and we are looking at this massive, high-stakes confrontation happening behind closed doors right now in Washington.
Yeah, it's a completely unprecedented situation.
Exactly. We've got sources showing the Pentagon essentially declaring war on the safety teams at top AI labs. We're talking about a battle over guardrails, the code that stops an AI from building a bioweapon.
Or crashing the stock market, right? We are basically witnessing the end of what you might call corporate self-regulation.
The era of tech companies deciding what's safe.
Right. For years, they held the keys, but we are shifting rapidly to coercive state oversight. The
Yeah.
government is basically saying, we'll take it from here.
Which brings us to the mission of this deep dive. How did we get here? And what happens to you and me when the military strips away these guardrails? It really seems like the Maduro operation was the breaking point.
Yeah, that was the specific catalyst.
For those of you who missed the briefing, defense officials tried to use a top-tier model to plan an extraction operation in Venezuela. But the AI effectively played conscientious objector.
It refused to generate the tactical plans. It cited political neutrality and harm prevention protocols.
Which to the military is.
Totally unacceptable. To them, that safety refusal was operationally unrealistic. I mean, imagine a rifle that jams because it fundamentally disagrees with your target.
Wow. Yeah, that's an intense way to look at it.
But that is what happened here. The Pentagon just decided they could not risk a refusal like that during a live conflict.
So now they are pushing for what they call an all lawful use standard, meaning if the state's lawyers say a strike is legal, the software doesn't get to have a moral crisis.
It just executes. They want to strip away developer-imposed ethics so the state alone decides what is permissible.
But labs like Anthropic and OpenAI aren't exactly going to just volunteer to turn off their safety filters. That's their entire brand identity.
No, they aren't, which is why the Pentagon stopped asking nicely. They're actually threatening their bottom line now using a couple of major sticks.
Like classifying non-compliance as a supply chain risk.
Exactly, which in government contracting is the absolute kiss of death. It effectively blacklists you from the entire defense ecosystem.
That is brutal. It's not a negotiation. It's the government saying, nice company you have there. It'd be a shame if you lost every federal contract over
And it
him.
gets even more intense. They are actually invoking the Defense Production Act.
The DPA. But isn't that usually for, I don't know, steel shortages or tank production?
Usually, yes. But they are framing safety guardrails as a resource bottleneck. They argue these ethical filters are artificial constraints that must be legally bypassed, almost like a raw material shortage.
To ensure national survival.
Right. The developers see guardrails as safety, but the Pentagon sees them as a direct threat to algorithmic sovereignty.
That is a massive escalation. But let's look at why the labs are fighting back. I mean, what happens when those guardrails actually come off?
Well, it leads to the democratization of harm. Look at the data from UN Weapons Inspector Rocco Casagrande.
Right, his briefing was terrifying.
It was. He demonstrated that an unguarded chatbot literally provided a detailed recipe for a deadly pandemic. And it included tactical advice on dispersal for maximum casualties.
So instead of getting a sourdough recipe, anyone can get a step-by-step guide for the apocalypse,
Yeah.
which just creates this huge WMD AI security gap.
Exactly. Removing the filters doesn't just make the AI smarter, it makes it lethal for anyone to use. And it is not just biology, it's cyber warfare too. We are seeing AI fast attacks were breakout times.
The time it takes an intruder to own your network.
Right, that time has dropped to just 29 minutes.
29 minutes. Okay, that explains the panic. If you're waiting for a human ethics review while the enemy's polymorphic malware is actively rewriting your defenses, you've already lost.
That is the strategic logic. It all comes down to decision dominance and speed parity. The fear is that adversaries like China or Russia will use unguarded AI to act faster than human command structures can even react.
And the stakes there are literally nuclear, right?
Absolutely. AI might analyze satellite data so fast, it makes hiding assets like nuclear submarines impossible.
Which completely breaks mutually assured destruction. It creates this terrifying use or lose mentality.
Exactly. It is a nasty paradox. We are entering this capability vulnerability paradox. We desperately need the tech to survive, but the tech itself introduces massive systemic fragility.
Like a hallucination accidentally triggering a war. We are trading safety for speed.
We really are. We're witnessing the end of the romantic era of AI safety and shifting toward operational at any cost.
Which brings us to the real takeaway you need to chew on today. This isn't just about software anymore. It is about whether our human operational comprehension can actually keep up with machine speed.
That is the core issue moving forward.
If we strip away the guardrails to win the algorithmic arms race, are we still the ones making the decisions? Or have we just handed the keys to a machine we can no longer control or even understand?